Connecticut lawmakers say more than $1 billion in unanticipated state income tax revenue this year made it easier for them to agree on second-year budget adjustments before they adjourned their legislative session last night. The $20 billion second year of the state budget has no tax increases. WSHU's Eb Ongudama reports.
Connecticut legislative leaders announced their agreement a few hours before the lawmakers ended their legislative session at midnight last night. State Senate Democratic President Martin Looney says it restores most of the spending cuts that were made in the $41 billion bipartisan two-year budget they passed last year.
It does, I think, restore many of the things that we were concerned about in terms of the Medicare savings plan, the funding for the health insurance for low-income parents.
Senate Republican President Len Fasano says cuts to municipal aid and school funding have been restored.
We've been able to put money in our magnet schools. Our VOAG per student went up to $1,000 per person. So we've been able to do an awful lot of things that we as a group feel is very important, not Republican or Democrat, but how to move the state forward.
House Republican leader Themis Claridis says they've also taken care of social services.
You look at aid to the elderly and the disabled of all types. Those were things we all agree on.
Democratic House Speaker Joe Arisimowitz says the state's depleted special transportation fund is now funded, and money has been put away in the state's rainy day fund.
We understand the importance of it, and we left over $1.1 billion in the rainy day fund.
Arisimowitz says that should be the amount in the fund by the end of the 2019 fiscal year. He says new funding for transportation will mitigate the need for rail and bus fare hikes and the suspension of capital transportation projects this year. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.